You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, and poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I will deliver it every day. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we will be celebrating today, or I should say we are celebrating today. It is a fun one today. It is National Coquille St. Jacques Day today. You got to love Coquille St. Jacques. Can't even say it. It's usually a dish consisting of scallops combined with a mixture of butter, cream, mushrooms, and cheese baked in a scallop shell. I need to get a sound bite that just says yum or something like that. I might have to try and find something along those lines because we do celebrate on a regular basis here on Ron Siegel Radio. But we will move right along, seeing what's happening in the news today. Obviously, the Dow Jones up 142 points right now. Actually, 143.34. Oil up $1.41, broke through. A little bit of resistance right there. The 10-year Treasury at 1.743%. That's the yield on the 10-year Treasury, 1.743. Talk about those numbers. Why, as I share with you on a regular basis, I speak of those numbers because those are the numbers that are influencing the mortgage market. Freddie Mac number, 3.57%, 30-year fixed rate. APOR, 3.61% is the 30-year fixed rate, 3.61. And just a little bit of economic news that we have coming through right now. Here's the economic news, and it's very interesting that I'm watching this particular report as well. It's talking about how far our economy has fallen in a month. And it's a survey of economists that is done by the Wall Street Journal. And I chat about this one just because it affects such a huge percentage of people. So up until May, the 3 months prior to May, February, March, April, for those of you that are keeping track, the economists all felt very, very strongly that we were going to see a Fed funds rate increase at the meeting June 14th and 15th. Almost two-thirds or three-quarters of the economists felt that we were going to see an increase at the June meeting. But something happened. The economy, the numbers were not coming in as strong as the economists believed. And all of a sudden, it flipped. May's survey came back saying less than a third of the economists, 31% of the economists, felt that there was going to be a rate hike in June. 21% believe it will take place in July. And it goes back to 31% for September. So it's looking like maybe we're not going to see a rate hike. Now, what does the Fed rate hike do for you, or what does it mean to you? Well, the issue of the federal funds rate hike, what that really is talks about is that discusses what the Federal Reserve, that affects prime rate. Prime rate then is a leading number for what's happening to home equity lines of credit. So when the prime rate goes up, those HELOCs in most instances go up as well. Some variable credit cards go up. Some variable rate auto loans go up. Unfortunately, we're not seeing a lot of that. The economy now with some of these numbers, the economy is just not showing the strength to be able to sustain that increase. So now we're looking like it's going to push out those home equity lines of credit a little bit longer, give you a little bit more of an opportunity to get back in the market and get them restructured, because we're still seeing the value. Our equity in our homes is still appreciating. So as our home equity appreciates, it's a great time to call our team, 800-306-1990, and see if you can get rid of your home equity line of credit. Maybe you can convert that into a fixed rate loan. And as I just shared with you, fixed rate APOR 3.61% as of May 16. That would be today. 3.61 30-year fixed rate. I don't know if you're going to qualify for that. There are qualifications just like there are for everything. But that is where the numbers are today. And you can take action today. Now, the reason I say that's where the numbers are today is because I believe that those numbers are going to continue to drop. The economy, as we see, is not doing well. So I believe that those numbers will drop. If those numbers drop, here's the issue. And it's a very, very simple concept. You cannot get a loan today like we did back 7 or 8 years ago. 2005, 2006, 2007, you could fog a mirror, you get a loan. Wasn't that difficult? It's not quite the same today. You've got to do all the different paperwork. You've got to qualify. You've got to document everything to the ninth degree. And think about that. If you have to do all those things, if you wait until you see that interest rate get to where you think it's going to go to, it's too late. So what you do is you get started immediately. You get your file going immediately. You get your appraisal done immediately. And then you lock in when that minute is right for you, when that minute is right for your family. You're not on the edge saying, boy, I wish I had. And here's the time that we see most people getting on the bandwagon for refinancing, restructuring their home loans. As soon as interest rates start going up, when interest rates are going down like they've been recently, people stop because they think they're going to keep on going down forever. It's a shame that so many people don't understand the fact that that doesn't happen. They do not go down forever. So they wait and they wait and they wait. And then all of a sudden, interest rates take a jump. And we got a huge influx of calls of people wanting to refinance their loans. Unbelievable. That's the way the market works. That's the way human nature is. I share the information with you. So maybe you'll be able to avoid that trap and not get caught and not be the one left out for your family. Just a thought for you. Moving right along. More on the tax front. Yes, members of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors have suggested an income tax on millionaires, dedicating the money for homeless relief. Amazing. You know, I have talked about this before, about how much money that we waste. It's just unbelievable how much money is actually wasted in our federal government, our state governments, many times in our local governments. And then we look and start seeing that the governments, these local institutions, all want to start finding ways, instead of raising revenue. How do you raise revenue? Well, we've talked to Chris Murray in Anaheim about how Anaheim does it. They give business an incentive to do more business, so they raise revenue without raising taxes. Los Angeles is thinking that they can do it the exact opposite way. They're going to see if they can raise taxes and see if that'll help the revenue. Well, when you try and raise taxes on millionaires, guess what they do? They leave. That's why we've seen the roll call of Californians who file tax returns. The upper income has been diminishing. They're going to other states. Maybe we'll figure out that we don't like these ideas of continuing to raise taxes when we look in the fact that, again, today, the national average for a gallon of gasoline is $2.222, and the state average in California, $2.79.7. What is that, 57 cents right there? 57 cents. We are paying more than the national average, and our legislatures are not responsible enough to be able to figure out how to cut their budget and live within their means. What would happen if you couldn't live within your means? Do you think you'd get along very well or for very long? Transparency, another one of those issues. Unbelievable. We asked when we passed Proposition 30 in 2012, part of that mandated a inspection, going and figuring out where our money is going to. Well, we're in 2016 now, and now they want to extend those taxes, but they don't want to do the audit and tell us where they're spending our money. Think about that one. When you go to the ballots in June and in November, my suggestion is anything that has to do with taxes, I would be very, very leery unless you really know where it's going, what it's going for. And I'm sure that what they're going to do is they're going to say it's for student education funds, because that seems to be their easiest go-to to do anything they want, get anything they want passed. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come up, real estate sales up in nearly every price range. Mortgage rates reach a new 3-year low. 7 risks for retirees. And we're going to talk about that process, program for earning $18,000 a month in retirement with no IRA and no 401k. You're not going to want to miss it. You can reach us anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Those would be your household board of directors. That would be financial planners, tax planners, CPAs, credit repair, insurance, realtors, mortgage, maybe reverse mortgage, estate planning attorneys, divorce, family law, whole host of folks that you may need, you might want to meet. All those people are just standing by ready to assist you. All you need to do is text ATP to 79564. Rolling out a new program also. We're going to be looking for, it's actually two new programs. Ron Siegel Radio will have these for you. If you know somebody that fits the bill, we're going to be looking for those people who have a small business defined as 500 employees or less and want to share their message right here on Ron Siegel Radio with our listeners and with those watching us on YouTube, the replays. We're going to probably push 400,000 replays this month alone, 400,000 replays on YouTube this month alone. So if you know a small business owner that would like to share their message with you, the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio, have them reach out to us, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we'll see. We don't have a lot of these slots, but just want to help bring awareness to the businesses, the community out there. So that's a way that we can give back a little bit and say thank you to those of you who are loyal listeners and or watchers of Ron Siegel Radio. Within the real-time real estate segment today, sales up in nearly every price range, real estate sales. National Association of Realtors' most recent existing home sales report revealed that home sales were up rather dramatically over last year in five of the six price ranges they measure. Only those homes priced under $100,000, which there are not many of in California, showed a decline of minus 4.6%. The decline in this price range points to lower inventory of distressed properties available for sale and speaks to the strength of the market. So in California, probably the biggest range of pricing, 250 to 500,000, up 15.2% percentage of change in sales over last year. 500 to 750,000 up 14.5%. And the 750,000 to a million price range up 12.5%. So what does that mean to you if you're selling? Houses are definitely selling. If your house has been on the market for any length of time and has not yet sold, perhaps it's time to sit with your agent and see if it is priced appropriately to compete in today's market. Maybe you actually want to give us a call at 800-306-1990, and maybe I need to put you in touch with a different real estate professional. Now, there are some of you who do call us on a regular basis and get us to help you and introduce you to real estate professionals in your neighborhood. I know them anywhere under the sound of my voice. I know some real estate professionals, and there's some really, really good ones out there. And I do see how quickly they sell property. So I understand that if you have talked to them, they've probably already sold your house for you. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So let's chat about this a little bit. I get this call on a regular basis because I've taught this at Chapman College, Chapman University. I date myself every time I say that. But I shared this message, and then when I talk to other folks from time to time, I've mentioned the fact that my belief that home equity is extremely risky. And people ask me all the time, Ron, how could you say that home equity is risky? Well, the issue is you can't get at it. There's no liquidity to it when you need it. So think about this. Do you know anybody that's got a reservation for a car accident? Or as you get older and older, cognitive diseases, dementia, Alzheimer's, getting laid off from a job, falling, getting hit by a bus, any of those things. There's no reservations for any of these things. Think about the next step, though. You have a house that's got a lot of equity in it, and if you need to get at that equity, you can't. Pretty simple. Try to go and get at your home equity today. If you have no job, if you get laid off, if you're self-employed and you're showing that you got injured, try and get disability, any of these things. Home equity is risky. 2005, 2006, we kept looking and saying prices of real estate are continuing to go up forever. 2007, 2008, we realized that you can lose money in real estate. Lose money becomes a technical term because you're actually losing your equity. Because if you didn't take the money out, it's not something that you've lost. You just can't get at it anymore. But if you took it out and put it into something safe and secure, you can get at it. Because now all you've got is a note on your property. Maybe your property's upside down. Who cares? If you've got enough liquidity, if you've got enough cash on the sidelines in a safe, secure investment, and we'll talk about that today, if you've got that money set aside and you have no equity in your house or your house is underwater, who cares? Because you can still make the payments because you've got cash. And if you said, okay, well, I don't care. I don't want to have the cash. I'd rather have the lousy investment called home equity. You can write a check and pay it down because you've got cash. You've got control. Cash is king. Equity gets you nowhere. So home equity is risky. So we've talked about two of them. We've got liquidity and appreciation or depreciation. And then think about what happens if you lose your job and you've got a bunch of equity, but you still have to make the mortgage payment, the tax payment, the insurance, homeowners association. All those things have happened. What do you do? Well, if you had taken your equity out when you could, you just write a check and continue making your payments. You've actually got a long-term emergency fund. So if you've lost your job, you've got a longer emergency fund, you're better off. Again, home equity is risky. Now let's think about the financial side of it. If you have a $500,000 home and you've got no mortgage and it appreciates at 5.2%, or 10, actually California, we're looking at 10.2% this year. That's what CoreLogic is telling us, up 10.2% in California. What if it only goes up half of that? Say, call it 5%. If you have $500,000 and no mortgage, at 5% appreciation, you're going to gain $25,000 in appreciation. Paper gain. You've got no gain until you take it, but that's a paper gain. Now, if you have a $500,000 home and you've got a mortgage for $400,000 and it goes up the same 5%, now you've got $25,000 in appreciation, exactly the same. But let's say that you had that $500,000 home with no mortgage, and now you take out $400,000. And you take that money and you put it in where I'm going to tell you a little later in the broadcast. But say you had a $500,000 house. It's totally paid off. You take $400,000 out of that property. What do you do with it? You put it in a safe, secure investment. And I'm going to share with you an investment that's gained 8% over the last 30 years, 8% on average over the last 30 years. Very, very, very safe. 8% appreciation. So now, not only do you have the $25,000 in appreciation of the property, again, we showed you it didn't matter whether you have anything or not there, but now your $400,000 is going to get you another $32,000 in appreciation. You're looking at $57,000 in appreciation or $57,000 net worth increase by having a loan on your property instead of having it paid off. And again, we're doing it very, very safe, very, very secure, maybe even guaranteed or insured. We're going to talk more about that when we come back, as we're giving you the foundation now. We'll talk about the type of investments and the characteristics and what it all boils down to. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. Mortgage rates reach a new three-year low, seven key risks for retirees, and we're going to continue our conversation on how to retire $18,000 a month, no 401k, no IRA, using that mortgage planning. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, VIP has all the products for you. VA loans, FHA loans, one day at a short sale, bankruptcy, foreclosure. Even the streamlined versions of the VA and the FHA loans, those are just some of the programs that are out there, some of the programs that that VIP Mortgage has available for you, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the folks you need to speak with there. Mortgage rates reach a new three-year low. Average fixed rates continue to fall for the third consecutive week, according to the new survey by Freddie Mac. This information follows the disappointing employment data released in April. Mortgage rates are at the lowest point in 2016, according to Freddie Mac. The new data found a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 3.57%, with an average 0.5 points for the week ending May 12th, 2016. So think about that. That's why there's a difference between what I share with you as being the APOR, which is, I believe I said 3.61 earlier, 3.61% May 16th, and the Fannie Mae report, or this is the Freddie Mac report, at 3.57. They have a half point cost in there. And many times it's not a bad idea to pay points to bring the rates down if you think that you're going to be staying for a while. Now, for those of you that use your real estate for other investments, as we've been talking about today, there might be a good case to be made for using a seven-year fixed rate to adjustable 30-year loan, because those rates are even lower. And knowing that we keep our loans for 6 years in this country, and I'm going to show you the strategy we're talking about today, has the idea of keeping your loan for 5 years, because then you're going to harvest more equity to put it to work for you so you can make more money, as we've been talking about, and build your retirement. Now, I know that there's a lot of places out there, they don't want to talk about using a mortgage or your real estate for any kind of retirement planning. But think about this. If you were to take your biggest asset and not use it for your retirement planning, doesn't that sound a little bit like malpractice to you? But that's what the government wants the financial planners to tell you, so they don't get in trouble for telling you what the government wants you to know, even though it may not be in your best interest. Being that I don't have those licenses any longer, I can just tell you like it is. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage this morning. So we've been chatting about the risk, high-risk investment of home equity. Now let's think about a mortgage. And I'm going to chat with you about the many components of a mortgage and the investment characteristics, because I don't want you to think that this is all just a rah-rah for mortgages, because a mortgage is not a good investment. It's a way of getting you to the good investment. It's a way of eliminating risk. And a lot of times when you minimize risk, it involves an investment that's probably not the best investment in the world. But let's think about the investment. And here's some of the features of this investment. I'm going to tell you these features. A lot of people, again, these are not the things that people want to hear. They're not the things people talk about. So here are some of the characteristics. You can determine the amount of monthly contributions and length of time for each contribution to continue. So you got a 30-year mortgage, a 15-year mortgage, 20-year mortgage, 10-year mortgage. Those are all there. You can pick the one you want. You can pay more than the minimum monthly contribution, but not less. If you attempt to pay less, the financial institution will keep all of the previous contributions. Think about that. If you decide that you want to pay less, if you're not making your mortgage payment, you get hurt, you lose a job, one spouse, something happens to a spouse that, you know, unfortunately, there's no reservations here. But everything you've paid into this, to that point, you have the risk of losing. Try and get the money if you really need it. Banks do not lend money to people who need money. They lend money to people who want money. That's just the way it works. So the money is not liquid. The money deposited in the account is not safe from loss of principal. We spoke about that in the last segment. Each contribution made to the account results in less safety of principal. The money deposited in the account earns 0% rate of return. We spoke about that. I gave you the exact demonstration again on that one in the last segment. If you missed it, again, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, or ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. Your income tax liability increases with each new contribution. So every time you put more money in, you've got lower interest expense, so your tax deductions diminish. And when you pay off your mortgage, guess how much money the bank is going to send you? They will send you absolutely nothing. You get no money for paying off your mortgage. It is a no. Yeah, there has, my buzzer's a little slow. So there's no benefit to it. Paying off your mortgage, again, causes risk and gives you absolutely no benefit. Now, I will tell you the one area, everything I'm sharing with you is indisputable, right? You cannot dispute the fact that home equity is risky. You can lose your money. You get a high, you lose your tax benefits over time. The one area that I can't dispute is strictly emotions. So if you are an investor based exclusively on in emotions and not on the idea that you want to make more money or make your money work for you, then home equity is the right place for you. Because from an emotional standpoint, you're right. So you don't have a mortgage payment, but you still have to pay your property taxes. And if you look at it and say, you know something, I don't mind the fact that I get less of a rate of return. My money's at risk. My investment's at risk. And I'm out there working my tail off. And I just showed you how you could make another $32,000 a year by investing properly, potentially. I can't guarantee it, but it's potential. Well, then pay off your house. It makes sense, I guess. So now here's the characteristics of the investment that I am recommending for you, because it's a world of difference. I want you to invest your money in something that is liquid. You can get at it. If you have an emergency, if you need it, you just write a check and it's there. You don't have to apply. You don't have to turn in a bunch of paperwork. You don't have to go to an underwriter. None of these things are part of the equation. It is safe, guaranteed or insured. I like that. I like the money to be safe. I don't want, if I'm going to take money out of my house and try and invest it at a high rate of return, I want to know it's going to be there when I want it. So we're going to put this into a very, very safe investment. In fact, this investment that I'm going to share with you, to this time in our country's history, has not ever not paid off. I know there's too many negatives in there. So it's always paid off throughout the course of our country's history. Never defaulted. Pretty good. The rate of return. Well, over the last 30 years, it's averaged 8%. Will it average 8% over the next 30 years? I can't guarantee that. That would be pretty foolish of me. But the one thing that I do know is it's not going to go down in value. It's going to get appreciate every single year. Every year it appreciates. That's a good thing. Is there a limitation on the investment? Yes. So here's the way this investment works is on the downside, you're never going to earn less than 2%. Always 2% or more, which that's a big, big issue when you just do plain old simple math. Because let's do a simple math equation here so you understand how this works. If you have $1,000 in an investment and it goes down by 50%, you're now at $500. The next year, if it goes up 50%, you don't make your money back. You're now at $750. So you're still 25% down, even though you had a down 50% and up 50%. Remember that. So when you have an investment that does not lose money, if the market goes down, which I believe it will, you don't lose money. Now, the flip side of that is they cap the upside. You're not going to get more than 13% on the upside. But you know something? If I have to give up a little upside and not have to ever worry about that downside, I'm good with that. And there are a lot of tax benefits associated with the right investment. Some people can put the money in tax with a tax benefits, so it can be done pre-tax. Some cannot put it in pre-tax. It grows tax deferred. If you do it right, it comes out with a tax advantage, and you may not ever pay taxes on it. Maybe. You got to do it the right way. There's a lot of structuring. When you're doing something like this, there is a lot of structuring, and it goes back to something I share all the time. You need to be getting sound advice. Why do you think I set up the Area Trusted Professional Program? It's because I know that you need sound advice. I don't pretend to be able to do your job part-time. You probably do your job 8, 10, 12 hours a day. You're good at it. Well, I get a little bit of knowledge in a lot of areas, but then we go to the professionals, the people that are really focused on it, to really get down and dirty on these things. And we're going to talk more about that portion of it when we come back, and we'll wrap it up with how you can, what kind of returns you can expect as we go a little conservative on this. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, seven key risks for retirees, as well as the wrap-up of this $18,000 a month potential for retirement. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-6775.
Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to go on their website, CreditSanitizer.com, and they will offer you the solutions. Two buttons that I recommend on their website. They're both on the top row, the top one on the left, the top one on the center. Those are kind of the two best options I think of right there for helping you get your credit restored, credit report corrected, made accurate. Seven risks of retirement planning. These are coming from a certified financial analyst. I just saw this report recently. And there's seven financial challenges unique to retirees that really do need to be accounted for. Number one, reduced earnings capacity. Retirees have a harder time making money. It's simply not as easy to find an extra job and create a financial cushion against poor market returns. Visible spending restraints. In earlier earnings years, investments were a place for saving and accumulation. Retirees must turn that around and create an income stream from existing assets. You got to get the money coming out when you're retired. Heightened investment risk. We've been talking about that all morning. Unknown longevity. How long do you need your retirement money to last? Again, we don't know. Spending shock. Unexpected expenses that come up. Health and long-term care needs. Fraud or theft. A lot of different issues that come up. Compounding inflation. Declining cognitive abilities. Again, I talked about that earlier. There is no reservation for any of those cognitive issues, Alzheimer's, dementia. They come up and you just never know. The biggest issue I want to bring up here is there is hope. You need to meet with a qualified retirement income planner and you need to meet with a highly experienced reverse mortgage consultant. Jay Kaplan will be on the broadcast with us on Friday, I believe it is, or meet with both of them. Seven key risks for retirees. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we have been chatting this morning about retirement planning and using your mortgage for that plan. A lot of people don't think that the mortgage is where you get the planning for that. And we've been talking about all these different issues. And I shared with you the negative sides of a mortgage. Did that the last segment. We've talked about the right type of an investment. And let's look at what some of those returns could be. Now, here's the issue. Again, I got to give you a little foundation before we can really even start on wrapping this up. The foundation being that I told you over the last 30 years, this investment group has yielded 8%. Can't guarantee it in the future. But over the last 30 years, it's provided an 8% return. I used, what happens if it only appreciates at 7.2? 10% less than what it's done historically. The reason I use 7.2 is because it is simple and I'm a simple guy. The rule of 72 tells us that every time you divide a time period into 72, that's how long it's going to take to double. So if we look at every 10 years going into 72, that means 7.2% means that's at 7.2%, our money doubles every 10 years. So it's 7.2 times 10 tells us that our money is going to double every 10 years. I also used a 5% property appreciation value. Now remember, the property appreciates at 5%, not the loan amount. The other thing that I did is I just simply used a mortgage of 6%, 6% interest. Now, you and I both know that mortgages are far below 6%. We've talked about that, 3.61% APOR. But let's just use the 6% because it doesn't matter. Here's the whole issue is when the all we're looking at is the arbitrage, the spread between the mortgage interest and the earnings money. That's what we look for. So I actually did this scenario with somebody, and we're going to share with you what this scenario looks like. The scenario is quite simple. He had a $630,000 property. He had a mortgage balance, and we were able to liberate $126,000 out of that. Take that money and put it into an investment at 7.2%. Over the next amount of time, that money is going to grow over and over and over again, right? Obvious, because I just told you we're calculating with a 7.2% number. Now, we're going to take that the next step, and we're going to go every 5 years, we're going to take out our equity out of the property, all the equity we can. So in 5 years, going up 5% a year, we're going to liberate another $139,000. 5 years after that, another $177,000, and it's going to keep on going, and that's going to appreciate. And let's just say we've got a 30-year time horizon. You're 40 years old. And you've got 30 years until you want to retire. It'll work for less, but these are just some numbers we're throwing out there for demonstration purposes only. At the end of 30 years, that $126,000 plus the additional money being liberated every 5 years gives your account here a net worth of $5.4 million. Your property, appreciating at 5% a year, is worth $2.7 million. And you've got a mortgage of $1.7 million. So think about all of those numbers. Now, what if you, it's just math. That's all we're really doing is looking at the math. So you take the side account at $4.4 million, add the property value, you got a net worth just on those two items alone of $5.4 million. Again, it's hypothetical, educational, $5.4 million. Now, you remember I said early on that we're going to appreciate at 7.2% a year? Well, now, after 30 years, we're going to start taking some money out. We're going to borrow money because we don't want this to be taxed. We're going to borrow 5% per year. Growing at 7.2, borrow at 5, so we're growing faster than we're borrowing. But that borrowed amount comes out to $18,321 per month. Now, if we still have that mortgage of $1.7 million, again, using a 6% interest rate, that comes out to $10,233. Remember, though, there are probably tax advantages to that. Because you owe money. I mean, as of right now anyway, there are tax benefits there. So the net distribution, $18,000, less the net amount of your mortgage, the net amount of that, means your net distribution is $11,499. If you paid off the mortgage, your distribution then drops a little bit, $11,210. You don't have that tax benefit anymore, and you don't have the mortgage payment. Do you see how that works? Now, I haven't even talked about the ruse called a 401k, an IRA, a SEP, all those retirement plans. Those are just a government ruse to steal your money. This is just using the mortgage. That's the program of $18,000 a month, potentially in retirement, using your mortgage appropriately, property values, real estate appreciation, no 401k, no IRA. See how that works? And it's just, and I used conservative numbers all the way along, because if interest rates go up, the reason that interest rates would go up is because the economy is doing well. If the economy is doing well, your investments are going to go up, so you're going to be higher than that 7.2%. And your property is going to appreciate more than 5%. So all of those numbers become relative throughout the whole process. All you're looking for is the spread between them. And that's what we're discussing here this morning. That is the way you can plan for retirement using your 401k. Talking about planning, two events coming up. 22-0, it's this coming Saturday and Sunday. That's called the AmericanRide.com. The America Ride, no N on there. The AmericaRide.com. Going to be a great event. Again, promoting the idea of getting our 22 American veterans that take their own lives every day down to zero using any method we can, but the patriotic service dogs are one way of that. The other item that's coming up, the Wise Guys 7th Annual Golf Tournament, May 30th. If you want information on that, reach out to us for that as well. And remember to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Chief Quesada, Anaheim Police Department, will be with us tomorrow as part of Police Appreciation Week. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.